Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis. WYXR.
Contact the dead. The pigeon sign said rain and painted streaks down to cement. I emptied in the smell of cosmic hustle mixed with cat piss and incense. Do you want to talk to the dead? No pressure, no pressure. Her eyes roll back, back in her head. Visions of Hollywood scenes and boogeyman skins. And yet here I am, ancient yearnings from deep inside my
You're listening to Between Your Ear and Your Other Ear on WYXR 91.7 FM. It's not Halloween night, but we're going to call it Halloween night. Got some spooky tunes for you here. Last up, we had Sunny in the Sunset. Contacting the Dead there. This is Between Your Ear and Your Other Ear. We're going to keep tonight going. We got Halloween 2020 up next by Little Wings, because we all missed it that year. We're going to keep this going. I'll check back in.
A guy walks into a liquor store with his new paycheck what for, to buy some scratchers. Ask him what he's come in here for. He tells me the news. He says he wants 7 greens and 3 blues. I watch him raise up his last dime into the air, scratch it like he just doesn't. Thank you. girl and her dad go to a grocery store. It's almost Halloween in 2020. They try to stick a crumpled up 20 into the pumpkin carving machine. One of 30 billion faces on the screen. When they got the home, its face felt so mean.
Taking a pause here. It looks like there's two guys dressed up like truckers outside here, wearing vampire teeth, I guess. Gonna cue up the next song. Bat You'll Fly by Animal Collective. Gonna figure out what's going on here. Give me a second. I don't know how to explain this, but there's a couple of bats in the studio, and I don't know how to talk and play this. If anybody's listening, there is a bat in the studio. There's two bats in the studio. Give me a second here.
Thank you. sleepy. You will sleep for an hour and hand your radio show over to us. You are now asleep. Radio check. This is Bloodsucker Bob and my co-driver.
It's me, Longtooth Larry.
For all you listeners out there trucking down the long, dark, rainy highway tonight, we got a mighty fine show prepared to keep you company. Some of the numbers you're going to hear tonight tell a tale of some unfortunate souls that met their maker a little too soon. So park those rears, perk your ears, hands on 10 and 2, because here's a show just for you. Sounds like that last young lady in that last track didn't have a whole bunch of luck. This next one by Eddie Nowak, this boy, you could say he's a little bit of a psycho.
Well,
be quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? You better let him lock me up. You know the little girl next door, mama? I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Mama, mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
All right, we just drove through Knoxville on our way to Memphis here. And we got another one coming up for you.
Say, Bloodsucker Bob, what you got right there?
Oh, well, I went into the gas station to get those Long John donuts you always talking about, and then something about these drinks caught my eye. Called a silver bullet, I reckon.
No way!
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig or running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, because I gotta make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, nah, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
You know, I've been driving these roads a long time, and, you know, you hear things out on the road. You don't know what's true and what's legend, but I gotta say, I've heard a thing or two about this Phantom 309. Wait, what's the matter, Longtooth Larry? I thought you liked that song.
Well, I guess it's not a big deal. Just, well, I never thought I'd have a lisp. And it's not the worst thing, but these fangs just make me sound so silly.
Her two little feet would come running into our bedroom almost every night. Her soft little face would be wet from her tears and her little heart pounding with fright. She'd hold out her arms, then she'd climb in beside us. In a small voice we'd hear her remark, Mommy and Daddy, can I sleep here with you? 'Cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark. One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. Jeannie said, Mommy, ain't it dark in the ground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid. Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, when I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, because Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie grown, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Our Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
That poor young lady, she didn't deserve that. But God rest her soul. This next one, it'll teach you. Infidelity, it'll haunt you.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Gee, Bloodsucker Bob, it sure is cold in your cab here. Do you have a scarf or something?
Nope.
Oh, dang it. I just thought, you know, like Wu-Tang Clan says, gotta protect your neck. Say, can we listen to that song next?
No.
Oh, well, we're about halfway through the hour. I want to choose a song. Can I play the next one?
I guess so.
Tonight is the night.
See what I did? You like that song? You see what I did?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more about all the classics, but you know about all this new stuff, so I don't know.
There was no woman all skin and bones. Ooh, she lived.
dang it, Larry, I told you not to mess with the controls. You done messed that last one up.
The lasers get my attention. But hey, Blood Sugar Bob, you know I met a werewolf one time.
Mm-hmm.
Real hairy fella. Let him crash at my house. Turns out, just a regular wolf. Completely trashed the place. And I still have fleas.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
I attended service at a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me. And finally, my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment. Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
You know the dangest thing about that? Is that I used to be Roman Catholic. I guess I'm gonna have to find a new parish.
Killer, as you say, fa 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 fa. to run, run, run.
God dang it, Larry, I told you stop messing with the controls. Did you? I didn't tell you you could play another song.
I'm just so excited. I really appreciate you taking me on this trip with you, but I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I know why I'm named Longtooth Larry, but why are you called Bloodsucker Bob? Can I call you something else?
No.
Hemoglobin Robert.
Mm-mm.
What about Body Bobby?
Mm-mm.
Was Rob McGillicuddy?
No.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo, full vomit was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight.
Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to RaisedBySoundfest.com. Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to RaisedBySoundfest.com for more information.
Smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like Devin Campbell. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal.
The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16.
Side while I figure out how I'm feeling. I don't wanna mess this up. Cause everybody before couldn't handle my love. If you decide you wanna leave, then I can never blame you. I know I would still hold up. But tell me the truth, cause I'm tired of trying to read your mind. You kinda feel like someone made up in my brain. You kinda feel like someone I've lost. You kinda feel like someone I fell for in vain. You kinda feel like someone I've loved, someone I've loved.